Recently, we've been listening to some of the standouts from the more than 6,000 entries into this year's NPR Tiny Desk Contest. And today, it's Bandits on the Run. In their video submission, the trio performs on a completely empty New York City subway platform.
I spent my ticket to ride, going nowhere on a train past midnight. Bright city lights flickering by.
Bandits on the Run is Sydney Shepherd on cello, Regina Strayhorn on melodica, and Adrian Ensko playing guitar. And they join us now from, no surprise, our New York Bureau. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Thanks for having us.
And I should note, you all have aliases, right? Adrian, you go by Roy Dodger, I'm told.
That's right.
And Regina, you're known as Clarissa.
Mm-hmm.
And Sydney, Bonanza Jellyfish, what's that?
That is correct.
Should I even ask why?
Well, we all sort of based our bandit aliases on things in literature or pop culture that inspired us. And one of my favorite books is Even Cowgirls Get the Blues by Tom Robbins. And there's a character named Bonanza Jelly Bean in there. So it's kind of an homage to that.
Okay, so on to the music. Your submission to NPR's Tiny Desk Contest is called Leaven the Underground. And as I understand it, there is indeed a love story here. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. Me and Sydney actually met on a subway platform in New York City about 5 years ago. And I had been busking around town frequently, and Sydney had come down late at night on a platform where there were also very few people, and she was listening to me, and we just started chatting about playing music and art and that kind of things, and one thing led to the next, and we ended up having a long conversation that extended deep into the night, and we knew that we were musicians. We started kind of collaborating a little bit. Sydney and Regina had written a lot of songs together when they went to school before.
Regina and I went to college together, so we go way back.
So Sydney and Adrian, you sort of start dating, and the band sort of forms from that.
So we learned, I think, 3 songs, and then I was like, let's go down into the subway, and we just started playing these songs in the subway.
And we played those 3 songs over and over again because the audience left every 15 minutes, so mm-hmm. It worked out.
I want to talk more about your music in a second, but real quick, Regina, I got to ask, what's it like being, you know, the third member of the band when the other 2 members are a couple?
Oh, my. Well, you know what? It is good. It's, you know, obviously a lot of fire, and I think that fire makes good music.
We're not strangers now.
Well, you 3 have some pretty intricate, complex harmonies. What's your process like? How do you develop those sounds?
We all actually didn't go to music school. We went to acting school. So I feel like a lot of the sort of music that we end up creating is very intuitive. So a lot of the harmonies, like sometimes we don't even know what note we're singing, but we know that it feels right. And then it's a lot of repetition and it's a lot of experimentation with that. And we know each other's voices so well by now mm-hmm. that it's actually a very fast process, which is interesting. Like sometimes we're writing the harmonies as we're writing the music. Like it's sort of baked into the fabric of the songwriting. It's not really just something that comes afterwards as an arrangement. And we don't really have like a set, like you always do bottom, you always do middle, mm-hmm. you always do top. Mm-hmm. Like our things very much weave in and out of each other. And I think that's what keeps the sound interesting. I don't know, it's an interesting alchemy with the 3 of us.
What a strange and sudden sound. But we're not strangers now.
The New York City subway is such a part of your story, it sounds like, you know, from your origin story even to how you put your music together. So it's fitting, I guess, that the song that you submitted, Love in the Underground, is filmed underground in a New York City subway station. So it's really fun to watch, I have to say. But I kept watching it and thinking, how did you pull that off? How did you manage to find an empty train station in New York?
Well, it was late at night, first off. But it was funny. We set everything up, and one of the MTA workers came up and was very disgruntled and was like, "You need a permit. You need a permit for this. And do you have a permit?" And we just went, "No."
But we were so not subtle about it either. Like, our sound engineer brought down like all these microphones, and like we were kind of like taking up a lot of space, so we couldn't really play dumb too much because we were just like, "Oh yeah, we're definitely shooting a video down here. It's like very obvious."
And so the MTA worker left, but then 30 minutes later the cops came. But it was actually a very New York moment because it turns out that I knew them. I'd served them coffee at a coffee shop close by like a million times and given them a bunch of free coffee. And so they were like, "Hey, sorry, it's all about money, but you can't do this." And we're like, "It's okay. We already got the take. So have a great night. Thank you."
So that 30 minutes was enough.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Every single take, though, we were wondering, are we going to get arrested
nervous
for this?
The next L train is now arriving on the Manhattan-bound track.
That's Sydney Shepherd, Adrian Ensco, and Regina Strayhorn of Bandits on the Run, one of our standout entries from this year's Tiny Desk Contest. Thank you all so much for speaking with us.
Thanks for having us, Sarah.
In the city of a million dollars.